Welcome to Personnel Matters, the official podcast of the Air Force Personnel Center. Hosted by Major General Jefferson O'Donnell.
Welcome to Personnel Matters. I am Major General Jefferson O'Donnell, Commander of AFPC and your podcast host. I'd like to also welcome back your Air Force's Personnel Center Executive Director, Ms. Kimberly Toney.
Thank you, General. It's great to be back.
Great to have you back. Now, we're here to provide information and updates on the programs and processes at the Air Force's Personnel Center that guide your career. This podcast is also a direct line where you can reach out to me with questions, concerns, or suggestions. Your Air Force's Personnel Center executes more than 400 programs covering the entire lifecycle of Department of the Air Force military and civilian personnel. Today, we are focusing on Air Force Personnel Center IT, information technology, and the platforms used to access and update Department of the Air Force personnel, records, and actions. It wasn't very long ago when everything we did here to support airmen around the globe was accomplished on a manual paper-based system, typewriters and copy machines. In fact, just this morning, I was mentioning to some flyers here at the base about how, as a flyer, when I was stationed overseas, when we would come back for training, flying aircraft, the F-15s, back to the United States, we needed to stop for gas. And so we planned to stop at Randolph so that we could walk up and check our records, because the only other way to do that was to request them and they would be mailed to you through snail mail so that you could check your personnel file, because we didn't have them on computers.
I definitely remember those days where you had to go down the long hallway, and at the end there was a door on the right, and that's where we looked at our records. I was here as a captain and got to work in the promotion board secretariat at that time, and we had the honor of greeting the customers and going back and finding those records. So having the records ready to hand in to the promotion boards just right next door, and that's how we conducted the promotion boards in the past, too. They were all manually, and you pass those records.
It wasn't until the 1970s with the advent of microprocessors that we started programs and software to store and manage personnel actions. The manual paper-based systems for travel vouchers, time cards, PCS orders, promotions, they all took time to evolve in our information technology system. And we were able to transition to the military personnel data system in 2001. You'll know it as MIL-PDS. Now, MIL-PDS is the environment, basically is the system of record for all Air Force military personnel, and it's the primary system for Department of the Air Force personnel actions. It is for the total force, encompasses active, guard, and reserve components, and its system supports all lifecycle personnel management functions, including recruiting, accessions, promotions, job assignments, education and training, and separations and retirement. And it provides real-time updating and reporting capabilities using web and relational database management technologies.
As we take a moment and talk about MIL-PDS, that is the backbone of our Department of the Air Force's military HR systems. That has been around for many years, and as we talk about the evolution, it is very important that the access is limited and it's based on need, because every transaction that is taken impacts a person or their family, and it can be very pay-impacting too.
Mr. Ayan's an excellent point. You know, we focus on trusted agents here at AFPC and reminding our team that they are trusted agents in all of those personnel records and pay records. But to your point is this trusted agent network is across the entire Air Force.
Absolutely.
Now, you can tell that I'm probably not the subject matter expert on MIL-PDS, but I'm a user of it. But we're fortunate today to have an expert on MIL-PDS with us to talk about it and to talk about our larger information technology, Mr. Brad Stingley. Now, he's a seasoned subject matter expert with 38 years of experience managing Air Force personnel systems from wing level up to the Department of the Air Force. And he has deep institutional knowledge and has provided great leadership as we've continued to improve our data integrity, our audit compliance, and our user support across the entire enterprise. Welcome, Brad.
Thank you, sir.
So, Brad, how has the process to gain MIL-PDS access changed recently? You know, there's different levels, I understand, of MIL-PDS access.
Sir, the short answer is yes. On the 2nd of June, AFPC assumed full responsibility for MIL-PDS account access and sustainment. That equates to some 27,000 total. The realignment not only takes the workload off the MAGCOM and base-level personnel system managers, otherwise known as PSMs, it also supports current SecDef and Chief of Staff initiatives, like DRP, organizational realignment, and complies with financial audit readiness.
Brad, as part of this process change, has access been removed from individuals who previously had MIL-PDS access?
Yes, sir. Any user assigned MIPDS roles that exceeded their authorized responsibilities have been reassigned the correct role in accordance with mandated financial audit guidelines. Because MIPDS transactions impact a member's pay, we enforce least privilege controls. What does that mean? Well, for example, if a CSS personalist had been given an MPF role, that entitlement was removed to safeguard our audit integrity. Going forward, our pay-affected transactions are now limited to the MPF and headquarter personnel in accordance with the current Air Force guidance.
So that's a great point, Brad, because accountability to those different regulations and audits and requirements that are above our level, we have to comply with those, and that's our responsibility here at AFPC to manage that for the entire Department of the Air Force. But one thing we get questions about often from the field is, without that access, how do I get the information I need either for myself or to support the commander? And what we tell people is, call us. If you tell us what you need, we can help you get it. There are ways to get it without specific access levels. There are many reports that we generate that get refreshed, and it can provide the information our the field needs and our commanders need that they're asking for.
Yes, sir, and we do that quite often.
Great. Now, the Total Force Service Center here operates a call center 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 361 days a year, where personnel experts are available to support you and provide answers to your questions. One of the questions we received in the call center was about MILPDS self-service accounts. Our caller states that she knows about the phased rollout of MILPDS read-only self-service accounts for all active duty members, but she's having trouble finding it and asks if that capability still exists. Brad, did the self-service accounts still exist?
That's a great question. It does. We began deploying read-only self-service accounts to the Total Force in 2021. Unfortunately, this effort was paused due to some reorganization initiatives that were going on at the time. We're now in the process of revitalizing this effort, and we will broadly re-announce CAC-enabled access to MILPDS read-only self-service applications to our Total Force Airmen. This access will allow our Total Force Airmen and Guardians the ability to view their personnel records online in real time. Over the next few months, we're going to distribute clear communications via the MAGCOM to the MPF to the CSS channels. Our goal for this effort is to ensure maximum awareness on this capability so every airman and guardian could easily verify their personnel records.
Great. Thanks. So the good news is we are working on it. We're going to get it out to you and recognize the value and the need for that. Now, in the larger sense, the Air Force A1 continues to transform HR information technology. And can you tell us if there are any future initiatives coming that will help the MPF and the CSS personnel in the field do their jobs more effectively?
Well, sir, we're currently rolling out modern data analytic tools. These are Power BI dashboards layered on top of Power Apps. This is going to deliver on-time actionable insights. These dashboards will provide MPF and CSS leaders real-time visibility into personnel action metrics. It will also help highlight bottlenecks and best practices in current personnel processes. By identifying trends and benchmarks, commanders will be able to make data-driven decisions faster. They'll be able to drive continuous process improvement across the enterprise.
Brad, that's really fantastic. Those are going to be some great benefits for our airmen and guardians in the field.
Ma'am, the biggest payoff is going to be efficiency and empowerment. Field units will have intuitive dashboards that are going to be able to pinpoint where they can streamline processes and spotlight successful stories for wider adoption across the enterprise. Rather than wrestling with manual reports or legacy tools, our personnelists will gain confidence in their data, reduce administrative overhead, and be able to spend more time on mission-critical support. Ultimately, these enhancements are going to translate into faster personnel actions, fewer errors, and better readiness across our Air Force.
Thank you for the expertise, Brad, on what we do with MILPDS and where we're headed. Speaking of artificial intelligence, you know, and information technology, you know, this, as you've heard today, is a huge part of change. It's been important of our change over time as we transition from paper records into the information technology world, and it will be continue to be important for us as we navigate all the changes going on in our Department of Air Force and in our country. And if you've been like Ms. Tony and Chief Lund and I, you know, been around for 20 years or more, you probably need a historian to help kind of walk through all the changes we experienced. And so I encourage you all, as you're navigating change in the Air Force and Space Force, please remember that we're your teammate, Reach out to us. We're here to help you navigate service from the Air Force Personnel Center. And so you can do that through this podcast, webinars, social media, MyFSS messaging. The Toll for Service Center is available for you to call, and any kind of official outreach that we do. And of course, you can always contact us. Now, our goal is to be transparent with you and to help you navigate service life. It's always easier to change when we do it together, looking forward and not behind us. I think Socrates said the secret of change is to focus all of your energy on not fighting the old, but on building the new. Well, next time we'll talk about officer promotion boards. And if you have any questions or issues in the meantime, or anytime, please check out our address in the contact information in the comments from your Air Force's Personnel Center, where our mission is people first. I'm General O'Donnell. Thank you for listening.
We hope you found this episode informative and helpful in taking charge of your career. Be sure to subscribe on Divots and visit our AFPC website for more resources. Have a question or topic suggestion? Reach out to us. Links to the sites and services presented in this episode of Personnel Matters, along with our website and email address, are on the podcast page. Thanks for listening. We'll catch you next time.